with me, if you would, go in your Bibles today. The Bibles are in the pews there. And then you may have an app that you have on your phone. That is fine. And let's look here in God's Word in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. 1 Corinthians 15 and 1. And today we want to see what the Apostle Paul says about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. We want to see what he has said and what he is saying to us today through the Word of God. And the title of my message today is this: Great Guarantees in Christ is Resurrection. There are great guarantees in Christ and his resurrection. And I want us to look at this a little bit today. And when you get there, the 1 Corinthians 15 and 1, say amen. Sounds like we're there. All right, let's look at this closely today. Let's look at this. 1 Corinthians 15 and 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved. And if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12. And after that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remains unto this present. But some have fallen asleep. And after that, he was seen of James, and then all of the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one of the born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, and yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Now if Christ, listen very closely what he says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he's raised from the dead Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead raised not. For if the dead would rise not, then he that is not in Christ raised, and if Christ be not raised, your faith, listen, is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. And then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. And if in this life only with hope, having hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now, look at this, but now is Christ risen from the dead, and because of the first fruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man came also, look at this, the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. Can I hear an amen to God's word? I want you to know today, as we reflect on the death of Christ, we look at the betrayal of Peter and his denials, and yet we see Pilate's decision where that he found no fault in our Lord and Savior. And yet the suffering, the substitutionary of death for sinners, the supreme, as the supreme example of God's love when He died on the cross. Yet we find in Romans 5 and 8, but God commandeth, look at this, God commandeth His love towards us by Him being on the cross. He commanded His Son to be on that cross, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and I. I want you to know today that there is victory on top of victory, for Jesus has went through death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third day. He's seated with the right hand of the Father, and therefore we have victory on top of victory. But the gospel, I want you to know today, is also about the resurrection. And 1 Corinthians 15 and 3, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for your sins, our sins, my sins, according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again on the third day, according to the Scriptures. I want you to know today that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. We find it from the Old Testament to the New Testament. We find from the old prophets speaking of Jesus Christ and Him being crucified, and yet He was buried and He rose again according to the Scripture, as we see proof hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before it took place, as the prophets of old begin to speak. The resurrection declares Christ is the Son of God. Romans 1 and 4 says, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. You and I today could not have victory unless Jesus went through death, hell, and the grave. You and I would not be able to have victory today if He had not bled and died on the cross. You and I today could not stand and stand firm on God's word if He had not done what He did. And today, folks, I want you to know He did. He bled and died. He went to Calvary's cross. He went to the tomb. Listen, I want you to know today, He said exactly what He said. He meant what He meant. And He told His disciples, listen, I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to go away for a little bit, but I will rise on the third day, and I will show you, and I'll show the world, and I'll show everyone around that you can have victory. And He showed it, and now we can live out and live the victorious life in Christ Jesus. Give God praise in the house today. I want you to know today, my first point is the guarantee of our Savior. There is a guarantee of our Savior. If you're contemplating, you're thinking about, second guessing yourself, is Jesus really real? Did He really die on a cross? Did He arose on the third day? Listen, there is a guarantee that Jesus Christ came as a human. He came and He bled and died. He felt the pain. He knows the temptation. He knows the trials. He knows the things that you and I go through every day. He formed as a servant, not to be served, but He came to serve. He came to be an example so that you and I can live the victorious life in Christ Jesus. Listen, this resurrection, listen, provides three great guarantees to believers. This resurrection provides three great guarantees to believers. The guarantee of a Savior. Clearly, as he begins to speak, Paul lets us know that Jesus Christ and His life would be in vain, and it would all be in vain, and our preaching would be in vain if He had not gone through what He went through. But He went through for you. He went through for me. He went through for this world. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth upon Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to know God loves this world. He wants to save this world. And let me go a step further. He wants to save you today. And if you have not made the profession of faith and you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and life, what a wonderful time on this Easter Sunday morning. What a wonderful time here on Resurrection Sunday morning to give your life and to fully surrender to His Lordship and say, Lord, take charge of my life. Take charge of my family. Take charge of every situation. Today would be a wonderful day to do that, because I want you to know today there is a guarantee, money back guarantee. Let me add, a guarantee in Christ Jesus. All conquerors have been conquered by death. Listen to this. All kings have been ruled by death. The philosophers have died as fools, and they have died. Even religious leaders, all are in their graves even today. All have died. And the Bible lets us know in Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Let me go on a step further here. Samson was not strong enough to resist death. Solomon was not wise enough to escape death. Methuselah lived 969 years, but finally died. Only Jesus conquered death. And only Jesus has conquered death for you and for me. Because the Bible clearly lets me know to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. You may be going in the ground and you may die. But listen, I want you to know Jesus died the ultimate death. And on the third day He arose. Therefore we will rise again. And we've been risen forevermore in Christ Jesus. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Only Jesus has conquered death. Listen, this was the sign that we clearly understand of His deity. The Bible clearly lets us know Jesus spoke about destroying this temple and I will raise it up. And we see this in John 2:18. This is the guarantee. Look at this. The guarantee of our Savior. Then answered the Jews and said unto Him, what sign shewest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple in 3 days, and I will raise it up. And then said the Jews, well, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But the Bible goes on and says, but He spake of the temple of His body. And when therefore He was risen from the dead, His disciples remembered that He had said this unto them. And they believed the Scripture and the word which Jesus had said. You see, the world sees it one way. And they'll begin to make all kind of decisions, see all kind of things, and make their own decision with their own intellect, with their own wisdom and their own knowledge. Jesus was not looking at that. Jesus was looking at the heart. He said, I will raise this body, the body that I'm in 3 days. He was letting them know He has the power, the Bible says, to lay it down. And Jesus says, I have the power to bring it back up. And Jesus bled and died on that cross. And He arose on the third day. And because of the power that's within Him is the power that lies within us today as we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Paul says this, and if Christ be not risen, 1 Corinthians 15:17, and if Christ be not risen, your faith is in vain. If He had not been risen from the dead and arose from the dead, your faith and my faith, there'd be no need for us to be in church today. There'd be no need for us to be here today. We can pack our bags and go home. But ye are yet in your sins. And then they also which are asleep in Christ are perished, if Christ be not risen. But if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable if we don't have hope. But now, the Apostle Paul says, but now Christ is risen from the dead. He has become the first fruits of them that sleep. He is the ultimate example. We live after the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. We live out the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, you and I have victory because He went through death, hell, and the grave. Paul's fearful if would be, you're not yet in your sins. Paul's fearful if no forgiveness, eternally guilty. Paul's fearful if the dead are perished. Paul's fearful if is every terminal illness is eternally terminal. Paul's fearful if no Christian joy, nothing for which to live for. But now is Christ risen from the dead, all the negatives above turns into positives. We have been forgiven. We have forgiveness. We have eternal life. We have joy. Not only do we have the guarantee of salvation, but third, we have the guarantee of our similar resurrection. The guarantee of our similar resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20 says, but now it is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even in Christ shall also be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. I want you to know today there will be a resurrection. There will be another resurrection. And you and I will be resurrected if we don't make it in the rapture and we have to go 6 foot under. If the rapture doesn't take place, there'll some that will fulfill that prophecy, that there will be some that will be caught away when Jesus meets in the air, splitting the eastern skies. They will be some that will not die a death, but there'll be some that will. But the Bible clearly lets us know that there will be a resurrection, and it will show the world that not only Jesus resurrected from the dead, but those that love the Lord Jesus Christ and looking to His appearance, they will be resurrected as always and also. Listen, the resurrection of Christ's body, Christ the first fruits in the resurrection. We will be resurrected at the Lord's return. I want to show you a guarantee on that. You might have been contemplating, thinking that it's not true. Maybe you got some questions. I want you to look at this with me. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. But I would not have you. This is the Apostle Paul is writing. He says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Some of you got friends and loved ones that have already gone on before. They're in the grave. My father is already done in the grave. My mother is already done in the grave. You got friends and loved ones that are already in the grave. He says, concerning them that are asleep. See, they're not dead, they're asleep. See, Jesus uses the word sleep. He doesn't use death because He's paid the ultimate death. Now it's those that are asleep. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. There are some today that are not having no hope. They don't have living hope. I want to share with you today on this Easter Sunday, there is a living hope. You have a living hope in Christ Jesus. You have something to say to Jesus Christ. You have something to say to those that you come in contact with that you can say today, I have living hope. Why, Pastor? Because Jesus has gone through death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third day. He's seated with the right hand of the Father. And therefore, you and I have living hope. Listen, the scripture goes on and says, for if we believe that Jesus died and he rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive, there'll be some that will be alive, and remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them which are asleep. Listen, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead, if you're still alive, you got to wait. Because the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I want you to know there's a guarantee in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. There's a guarantee of resurrection of our lives, and he's coming back for a church. He's coming back for his bride that's ready and ready to accept him, that we will live forevermore. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that have already gone before us, they are going to come out of that grave first. The graves are going to burst forth. All of the television networks, the TVs are going to blow up because they're going to think some alien has caused the graves to burst forth open. But I want you to know it is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. When God the Father tells his Son, go home and bring my children back to me, that's when the graves are going to burst forth, and those that are standing around will be caught up in the air with them to live forevermore. Folks, it's not a fairy tale. It is real. Just as Jesus arose on the third day, and there were those that were running. Mary and Peter and all of those was looking in the tomb. Where is Jesus? Where is he at? He's nowhere to be found. And Jesus was there all alone, but he was out of the tomb, and he began to minister to those even in Jerusalem and the areas. Listen, the Bible says even for 40 days he stayed on the earth. He ate broil fish. He continued to minister. But he was to what? He was back. He was to ascend back to his heavenly Father. But he told his disciples, I will be back. Just as I rose from this grave, I will be back. And I will bring you unto myself. There where I am, you will be there also. Hallelujah. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, and the place that I prepare for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Listen, I want you to know there is a guarantee on resurrection. You will see resurrection again. You will see resurrection again. If you go down right with the Lord, you'll come up right. And when resurrection takes place, all will see, the world will see the resurrection. He will see those going in the air. He'll see the graves. The world will see the graves burst forth. And I want you to know today, we shall be like Him. Because the Bible says, when we see Jesus, we will be like Him. There are no limitations anymore. He's gone through death, hell, and the grave. It has been torn. It has been written. We now have the victory. Rest in these great guarantees today. Rest in our Savior. Rest in our salvation. Rest in our similar resurrection that you and I are going to experience one day. Christ is risen. And the question would be today, how will this change your life today? How will this change your life today? The guarantees of a Savior, the guarantees of salvation, the guarantees that you and I will go through a resurrection. Listen, God loves us. He doesn't want us to miss heaven. I don't want to miss heaven for the world, because there's nothing in this world that can take the place of my Lord and Savior. There's nothing. Stand with me across the building today. Christ is risen.